You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Kosher partners, remember the mitzvah? The mitzvah about non-kosher partners is cow and a donkey. The cow and the donkey, they cannot plow together. It's not permitted. So you cannot put the cow and the donkey together and then you plow your field. Lo taharosh b'shor v'chamor yachdav. That's what the command is. Why are we not permitted to put them together, make a tractor out of it? Ah, good, very nice. So one reason here is, that's the Keni brings, which is more stronger, the cow and the
donkey?
Sorry? The cow is? No, which one is, has more koach? Right. Which one is most? The cow?
Yes, the cow is more
strong. So the cow, how many horsepower he has?
So we can put this donkey without cow.
How many horsepowers? 50? And the donkey, how many horsepower?
Yes.
One. Two, three? Yeah. Donkey. So one reason here is the strength is not the same. So now when the cow pulls, the donkey, the Mr. Donkey is behind. So it causes, you know, being uncomfortable and being pulled. So that's not a good thing to do because it's a pain for the
cow.
No.
The chamor.
Both.
The cow, because it goes faster than the donkey, also pull the donkey with it.
Yeah, the thing is, two way around. So the cow is in pain because the chamor, it's not going that fast. And then the chamor is in pain also because it's being pulled. Yeah. So we care about the pain of these two animals, so we should not put it together. So the other reason, as well as it was mentioned, because all of a sudden the donkey hears noise and he turns his face and he notices that the cow is chewing. So, ay, no. There's a discrimination here. They gave him food and they didn't give him food. So the owner comes and says, Sadiq, Hamor. No, I didn't give him any extra food. Is the old food that you bought ate, but he likes to repeat it. He said, no, you're not really telling me the truth. So we're talking about, no, I'm honest with you. If you want, I swear to you, I did not give extra food to the cow. Believe me. Would he trust the owner? So now here there's a miscommunication here because when he realizes that the cow has been favored, so now it doesn't have any strength to go on. It says, see what my mazal is, my pishoni, my forehead, you know, look at the color, you know. And he becomes depressed and doesn't want to work. So now, here, Tota Moshe says, you cannot put them together. Why? Because donkey doesn't understand. No matter how you explain to him, he doesn't understand. So no, it's not so. We didn't do anything, to hurt you. Believe us. Trust us. We are honest with you, but doesn't understand, doesn't believe. So now here, the practicality in this matter here is, it could happen sometimes, maybe, that actually it's very hard to make people understand and make them realize it's not so. Because they have a...
They can't believe certain understanding.
They have a set mind. Their opinion, it's good. You know, you present your opinion, you say, I think this, I think that. But as long as you write it with a pencil, then you can erase it. But if you engrave it in a stone, so then you cannot change it. There's no way to change it. Because you feel, you know, that's how it is. So no, it's not what you think. So no. That's what exactly it's all about. And you don't understand, and you're not telling me the truth. And here, it's a very sad thing, right? Because it could do a lot of production, no? You put these cow and the chamor together, and you know, you can plow, and then what do you do after plowing? What do you do? What do you do? When you plow the field, what do you do afterwards? You plant.
Yeah.
Then you plant, and then they grow, and then afterwards, what do? You harvest.
Yeah.
So now, see, the owner of the land could make so much money, but because this chamor, this donkey, doesn't let you an option of, you know, second opinion. You say, no, this is what it is. This is what it is. So then, everything's paralyzed. So now, one thing we learn from here, what do we learn from here? So one lesson here is that many times that you might run into such a situation, and then if he thinks exactly like the this. So now, no matter how you explain it, no matter how you describe it, so it's not going to work. Because that's what the mentality of the chamor is all about. The donkey feels that the cow has been favored. So now, no matter how you explain to him, no. We didn't do anything extra. That's how his nature is. Has nothing to do with you or him. But still, You're wasting your time. Because that's how his trend of mind is, and there's no way to change it. And here, it's a very, very powerful message, and that is that unfortunately, God forbid, if you have such a attitude and such a mentality, it can paralyze many, 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 many things. That means if you think, no, don't talk to me about it, don't tell me anything, I know what it's all about, I don't need your, you know, guidance. So then actually it's the same scenario, the same way that you don't put the cow and the donkey together. Why? Because that's what he thinks. And then everything is stopped. Nothing goes on. And if you think exactly the same way, that you don't give a chance, maybe it's not what I think. Maybe. Huh? Maybe. But if you don't even give a chance, maybe I'm wrong. Huh? Maybe I'm wrong. And then you know you can do so much. can do so much. I went to read a story about a couple became very old. Then they keep forgetting things. Yeah, so they went to the doctor. The doctor said, you know, there are medication, but I suggest, you know, you write things down. Just write it down. That's what I suggest. It's healthier, and then you don't need, you know, to go through all this prescription and medication. So they go home. The wife says to her husband, you know, can you bring me a scoop of ice cream? So as he was going to the kitchen, he says, write it down. He said, no, ice cream. No, I'll bring you. He said, no, please put some fudge on it. But write it down. So, no, ice cream and a fudge. What do you mean you write it down? He said, just put some whipped cream on it too. write it down. He said, why do you keep telling me write it down? He said, ice cream and then the fudge and whipped cream. Or put a little bit of cherry on the top too. Write it down. He said, why you keep telling me write it down? You said ice cream, the fudge, the whipped cream, and cherries. So he goes to the kitchen. He comes back after 15 minutes. He brings 2 eggs sunny side up. He puts it in front of the wife. And the wife says, see, I told you to write it down. I told you. But you forgot to bring the toast. Forgot to bring the toast. Yeah, you always blame other people, you know. Maybe you don't understand, you know, you don't know. write it down. But sometimes, you know, we have to write it down. And it can make such a big change in your... It can make lots and lots of change in life. Especially the timing that we go through, just consider, you know, maybe, it's not so. Give yourself a benefit of the doubt. Maybe I'm thinking wrong. Maybe it's not so. Maybe it's something else. And then you see your life 180 degrees will change for better. But everything to us, black, white. No. There are other shades. There's Swiss coffee, there's beige. It's not everything black and white. But here, that's what he said. Is it black or white? No, it's a chamor. This is black. He's hurt. He doesn't want to go on. Why? Because he feels, see, they like the cow better than me. Because I'm a chamor, he's a cow. So they treat me like a chamor. But it's not so. Hashem is like, you know, to not forget the ice cream and the whipped cream and the fudge and the cherry and the top. It's good. Beketiva chatima tova. Bezal Hashem shalom ale nachat.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.